So number 11 is not so obvious a choice. This is D dominant pentatonic 1, 2, 3, 5, flat 7, according to D. But according to C, of course, it's 2, 3, sharp 11, 6, and then dominant 7. This is similar to, like, in number 3 when we had a C major chord and we went to D major pentatonic and it introduced a sharp 11. But can't use that scale for this because that D major pentatonic also introduced the major 7. So, like, sorry to give you too much math, but, like, if you look at number 3, the last note is B, which is the major 7 to the key of C. But here, the D dominant pentatonic, number 11, the last note is C, which is, of course, the root to C. So, without too much talking, let's play D dominant pentatonic over C major. C9. 3, 4. Sound right. I mean, think about doing the same thing we did before, where we moved the scales up a whole step. Do a number 10 C dominant pentatonic, and then move it up a whole step, D dominant pentatonic. 3, 4. If only John Fogerty knew what he was missing, right? Born on the Bayou, great song. That's a cool thing to practice right there. Moving on.